Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf Shiras Sponsor Lui Nishmas Hashem Yakashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in the Dorim Daf Lamites. The Gemara Amud Beis says that Shiva Dvorim Nivru Koidim Shenivru Oilam. There's seven things that were created before the world was created. Ve'eluhem, what are the seven things? Toiro, V'tshuvo, Ganeidin, V'gehenoim, Kisa Kovoid, U'Beis HaMikdosh, U'Shmoi Shel Mashiach. So the Rajbo is brought down in the Tshuvas, and it's printed in the Ein Yaakov, and the Marsha also quotes it. The Rajbo says that the idea that there's seven things that created before the world, what it means is that there's seven things that are the purpose and the tachlis of the world. Anything that's created before the world means that the world was created in order to achieve the goals of these seven things. These are the items that need to be there in order for the olam, for the world, to reach its destination. So you have seven things that's what brings the world to where it's supposed to go to. So you start by saying that the first and foremost portion of this world is the avodos, the fact that a person needs to be able to worship Hashem, do his main job in this world. And what shows all of them how to do his work, that is the Torah. The Torah is Torah, teaching a person what is his avoda in this world. Now the flip side of that, or the continuation of that, says the Rajbo, is tshuva, because Torah means what you need to do. But if a person missed out and he didn't do what he's supposed to do, how does he take care of the misdoing of his deeds? That is the tshuva. Here you can connect what we spoke about in the past, about the idea that tshuva is another creation to the world. We say in Yigil Midrash Shirachim, Hashem Hashem, Yud Kivovke, Yud Kivovke, Zokra Vodner, it's two creations of the world. One is Koidim Shehechta, one is the world, the perfected world, and one is a world where a person needs to recreate himself through tshuva. Tshuva is another creation. Tshuva is another mahalach in this world. So these are the first two stages. Torah and tshuva, which is the avoid of the Adam in this world. Then comes the Schar Vaynish, the reward and punishment for what a person does in this world if he achieved his purpose or not. That is Gan Eden and Gehenoim, which is the reward and punishment. Then, says the Rajbo, the idea is that we are supposed to have a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in the world. This world is a world which is revealing Hashem to a certain extent, even though it's not a clear revelation, but it's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. He doesn't explain more, but since with the Rajbo, the idea is that a person is doing his avodah, he needs to be able to connect through his avodah to something in this world, which is not only a concept that he needs to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is what to connect to physically in this world. So says the Rajbo, what is that? That is Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod is the revelation of Hashem in the world. The Rajbo does not tell us what is Beis HaMikdash, but the it's clear from what he just said. Because Kisei HaKavod is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu up at Shemayim. And Beis HaMikdash is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in the world. The Beis HaMikdash Shalmata Mechuvan can connect Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. There's Gdusha down here in the Tachtoinim, and there's a Gdusha up there in the Elyonim. These are the both revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has to do with the Gilui Elokus. And then finally, the Tachlis of everything is once the world went through the Avoido and reached what it needs to reach, then you come to Shmoy Shel Mashiach, means you come to the time of Mashiach, which is the tachlis of the world. The world is in a process to get somewhere. We just spoke about the entire details of the process, but then you have to get to the destination of the process. The destination of the process is the time of the Geula, and that's the time of Mashiach. So Zog de Rajma, these are the seven items, which are the items which are a prerequisite for the world. Because the world is going, the world is being created for a certain purpose. How do you define this purpose? These are the seven things that are megale, what is the whole process of this world. That's the Divrei HaRajbo to explain our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shulam Achshav email list, once again, please email shulamachshav@gmail.com.